In 1953, I was asked to sing at Oberlin College. A small group of students said, "We've got the basement of the art school. It'll hold 200 people, and I think if we pass the hat, we'll make your bus fare." So I took a bus to Cleveland. They picked me up, and sure enough, I made my bus fare. A year later, I went out to Oberlin and sang in the chapel for 500 people. Now I got more money, too. I could afford to fly out there. And the next year, I went out to Oberlin and sang for 1,000 people in that big auditorium. And now I was going from college to college to college. It was the most important work I ever did in my life.
I'm Kurt Anderson. This is Studio 360. 4 years ago, I went to visit Pete Seeger, who died this week, at his home in upstate New York. He lived in a house that he built himself years ago in the woods on the Hudson River.
You know what I need to do is put on my hearing aid.
Okay.
It's in the other room.
All righty. I'd gone to talk with him about This Land Is Your Land. The song was written by his friend Woody Guthrie, but it was Seeger who made it one of the most well-known modern American songs of all. Blacklisted as a commie during the 1950s, Seeger went from college to college, singing and playing, about to catch the 60s wave.
In the 1960s, the most talented singers and songwriters came along, not just Bob Dylan and Phil Oakes, Buffy St. Marie and Joni Mitchell, people that are part of history now. And they went from college to college.
Do you feel as though they were your children a bit?
I look upon this whole country. I've got not hundreds, but thousands, maybe tens of thousands of grandchildren and great-grandchildren, people who got the idea, hey, you can say something with a song instead of a speech. And if it's a good song, other people will pick it up and sing it.
25 or 30 years before dropping out of college to rebel against the man was even a thing, Seeger had done it.
The reason I left Harvard in my second year was because I felt that professors could be just as selfish and foolish as anybody else. I remember one of them insisted that we must use his definition of words like ideational. And once he tried to persuade the whole class, "Don't waste your time trying to save the world. What you must do is study it. You cannot save the world. All you can do is study."
Which is quite a thing to say in 1937, 38.
Exactly. There was Hitler coming along, and some of us were trying to figure out how to stop him.
Singing at Obama's inauguration a year ago, how did that come about?
Mainly an extraordinary, wonderful, honest man named Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen invited you down there to be part of that?
He arranged the whole thing, and it was so well organized, it was unbelievable. A large cast of several hundreds. There were teenagers from Washington who memorized the choruses and joined in on them. And all I had to do was give the lines to the audience. I shouted, "As I was walking that ribbon of highway," and now the audience sings, "As I was walking that ribbon of highway, so above me. The audience sang the whole song. Biggest audience I ever had in my life, like a million people stretching out from Lincoln Memorial all the way to the Washington Monument.
I spoke with Pete Seeger a few winters ago for our American icon story, This Land Is Your Land. He died this week, age 94. You can see a video of some of our conversation with his great view of the Hudson River in the background at studio360.org.
And so we keep on while we live until we have no more to give. And when these fingers can strum no longer, and the old banjo to young ones stronger, and when these fingers can strum no longer, and the old banjo to young ones stronger. So though it's darkest before the dawn, this thought keeps us moving on through all this world of joy and sorrow. We still can have singing tomorrows through all this world. Sing it with me. Of joy and sorrow, we still can have singing tomorrows through all this world of joy and sorrow. We still can have singing tomorrow.
Thanks to Pike Malinowski, who recorded and produced that original interview.